The Divine Enlightenment. Think big, aim big, achieve your success. In today's episode, we will be talking about self-love and relationships. When it comes to self-love, thinking and aiming big, you want to have success in all areas of your life. Success is not related to only money and career. Success can be in loving yourself or in relationships with friends, family, being a caregiver. This equates to thinking and aiming big in all areas of your life. To have big success in self-love or relationships, you need to think big. So many times, or actually all the time, we come into self-love with negative thinking about ourselves, or we come into relationships and bring into them every single relationship we've ever had in the past, from our friends, romances, parents to siblings. If you want big things in relationships, you must put big goals into them. Remember, the power is in your hands to do this. A successful relationship means being honest with who you are and how you show up. It's so easy to play the blame game with yourself or in a relationship without looking to take some responsibility of your own. It's important to take a look at our actions, our thoughts, and our preconceived notions when we are relating to others. 2. Relationships are not just love interest. Relationships are about loving ourselves. First, with self-love. Once we genuinely love ourselves first, then we can have healthy relationships with people we work with and people we don't even know, maybe in the line at the supermarket. Welcome back to the Divine Enlightenment. Think big and aim big. We are talking about self-love and relationships today. Step 3, how we can show up as a contribution to ourselves and others. This is always a tough personal question to ask ourselves. 4, however, when we ask ourselves this question, you can come up with a brilliant solution. Get a piece of paper and write down these 2 questions to ask yourself. What if you were to love yourself unconditionally, and how would you feel? Question number 2. What if you were to express your anger without blaming somebody else? Do you see how this could equate to a successful solution? The power is truly in your hands. Example, in business, when a boss or CEO blames their employees become defensive and less cooperative. It just makes sense. However, when a CEO guides and leads by example and makes reasonable requests for change and prosperity, people will follow suit. This is the true meaning of a successful relationship. This works in self-love and personal relationships, as well as career and other relationships. Give it a try. What do you have to lose? Remember to think and aim big to achieve success beyond your wildest dreams. Continue using this model until all 4 action steps are completed and you have arrived at self-love and understanding your relationship. The rest of this episode will be continued. Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Enlightenment. Think big, aim big. We will be talking about money in the next episode, number 5.